we'd like to get Big Fatty on the show.
Yeah? From you think he'd be willing?
Big Fatty Online. Oh, he wants to be on the show
quite really? A
bit. Yeah. By the way, Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What?
Balls. Those are like somebody took two great big tennis balls and shoved them in a little purse and yeah. put them on his... Oh, my God. Those are huge.
What kind of purse?
Something made out of a Salzier. But no, he's got these gorgeous, huge balls. I was just like, I would teabag them, but I'd suffocate.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 112 of the BFO for Monday, the 7th of July, 2008. And coming up on today's show, we are live in the studio here at the Bex Motor Lodge, and that ain't all that's going on here. Oh, Lord. Well, y'all, before we do anything else, you're probably going to say, what has Big Fatty done to the sound of the BFO? Well, first of all, we're in the Bex Motor Lodge, okay? And the windows are open, and Miss Kitty is out on the veranda having a smoky treat. But, so you may hear a little background noise, plus the people upstairs, I think, are having sex. I don't know for sure. But the Big Fatty bought a new microphone. He bought, and y'all, you're going to love this. It's not the Snowball microphone that several podcasters use. I know Omar uses that. But it is a smaller version of that USB microphone, and it's called the Snowflake microphone. When I saw the name of it, I knew I must have it. So we're going to give this a try. I wasn't, you know, the old USB headset was okay, but it's kind of clunky to carry around and everything. So if this works better, you know, maybe I'll just do away with that, and I'll just use the, I'll use this microphone. Plus, you know, if there's somebody else in the room, you might actually be able to hear them other than just me talking. So if it sucks, fine. If it's okay, fine. If you have a suggestion, fine also. But I've asked Miss Kitty to be on the show today, and he has promptly refused. So anyway, now y'all, today I am going to tell you about the trip out here and what we have done so far. And then on tomorrow's show, I'm going to tell you all about the Hootenanny that happens Saturday night at the Mix here in San Francisco. Now, I have posted some photos over at the BFO of that, and there'll be some more that are going to be posted on Monday, so you'll want to check back in the afternoon on Monday for some additional photos from the Hootenanny. No, I think I'll wait and post those on Tuesday. Okay, so there'll be additional photos from the Hootenanny posted on Tuesday to correspond with the Tuesday show, which will be about the Hootenanny. So, nee-nee-nee-nee, boo-boo. Anyway, Miss Kitty and I made it to the airport in plenty of time. There were no incidents or anything like that, and we went through security without incident, and got on the plane, arrived in Atlanta on time, had to change concourses and all, which you always have to fucking do in Atlanta. But anyway, the flight from Atlanta to San Francisco was fun. We had some really nice flight attendants, and they were fun, and we played around with them and joked around with them and all, so we had a good time, and I think they enjoyed our company. One of them was having a birthday on the 5th of July, so of course Big Fatty had to ask her if she was going to be receiving her birthday spankings on the 4th of July, and we arrived in a timely fashion, didn't we, Miss Kitty?
We did.
That was Miss Kitty, y'all. You probably could hear him. He's back in from the smoky treat. But, oh, and remind me to tell them about the phone call today, Miss Kitty.
Certainly.
Yes. And, and so after we got our luggage at the airport, we got the rental car. And, y'all, it's a free tank of gas. Big Fatty got the deal for a free tank of gas. Now, would you like, what they do is they just credit you for what they would charge if they filled up the tank and you brought it back empty and they filled it up. So, there's a credit on the rental agreement. Would you like to guess how much they charge for a tank of gas for, what kind of car is it? A Ford Fusion? Uh-huh. Guess. $78.38. Y'all, gas here is $4.79 a gallon. I think that's what it was running here in the Castro. I'm sure you can get it a little bit cheaper outside the city, but $4.79 for regular. But it was a $78 coupon. Needless to say, Big Fatty touched himself inappropriately when he saw that. But we loaded the luggage into the car, and we were off to the Bex Motor Lodge and checked in without incident. And we really have a great room. We're right in the middle. And I'll have a picture of the Bex Motor Lodge. And I may get a picture of Miss Kitty standing on the veranda tomorrow, just so you can see where our room is. But anyway, we are right in the middle on the second floor, looking out so we can see everybody and they can all see us too, which is probably horrifying. But, you know, so be it. That's why Big Fatty is here, is to be horrifying. Then after we got settled, we had a little snick-a-snack with the Nip. Now, you'll remember that the Nip came to visit Big Fatty a few weeks ago, and but the lip. The Nip lives here in San Francisco, so he met us, and we went to, where did we go? Harvey's. On the corner of 18th and Castro, and had, what did I have to eat there?
We had a French dip
sandwich, which wasn't very good, but we were very tired, and quite frankly, they could have put Alpo in front of me, and it would have been good. So, did that, and then we said goodbye to the Nip, and Miss Kitty and I headed over to Berkeley to the Steamworks. And we spent several hours there. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, Big Fatty had a fantastic time at the Steamworks on the 4th of July. Let me just tell you, there were some fireworks being shot. Well, okay, we'll call them fireworks that were being shot. But just so that we don't offend anyone. Oh, fuck it. Y'all, it was wonderful. And we got back to the room, and I guess we got back to the room about, what was it, Miss Kitty?
12:30,
1 o'clock, something like that, which, of course, is 4 o'clock in the morning to us. And, y'all, we're old, and we were tired, but Miss Kitty was crawling in the bed, and I was still kind of squirrely and worked up and all this. I had the Fanta strawberry carbonated beverage, so I burped all the way back from Berkeley to the Brex Motor Lodge, and the Shampoo Palace, you know, Brex Shampoo. So I was still kind of worked up, and anyway, so, you know, the fact that I couldn't go to sleep meant that Miss Kitty couldn't go to sleep, and that, of course, meant that it was bothering him, so he had to get up and go have a cigarette. So he stepped out onto the veranda here, and so when he stepped out, I decided, okay, well, I'll lay down and see if I can just kind of calm down and, you know, get rested. And the next thing you know, Miss Kitty comes in with this young man, and so we both got worked up with him and said our goodbyes to him, and Then Miss Kitty was worked up, and so Miss Kitty went back out onto the veranda, had another cigarette, and damn if he didn't come in with another one after that. And anyway, I did not participate in that one. There was just some inflation going on between Miss Kitty and this person of Pakistani Indian descent. And by Indian, I mean jewel in the forehead, not Indian woo-woo. But anyway, and so then after watching that, Big Fatty was kind of worked up. So he stepped out, not to have a cigarette, just stepped out to enjoy the coolness of the evening. By the way, the temperature here at 9:15 p.m. on Sunday night, Pacific Standard Time, no, Pacific Daylight Time, is 60 degrees. And they're expecting a heat wave on Tuesday. It's going to 88 here. So, anyway, I stepped outside and I'm just kind of standing there, and damn if this hot thing didn't follow Big Fatty into the room. And I'm just sort of like, you know, I'm too tired and I'm too old for this, but, you know. And he was, what was his name? Rico. And Rico was delicio. And so, anyway, after that, I just told Kitty, I said, you're just going to have to stop smoking because I don't think I can survive. So, anyway, that was the 4th of July. Whew, that's it. Okay, so on the 5th of July, what did we do? We slept a little late, and Consuela wanted to get into the room, but we would not allow her into the room until we were done. So we went, and what did we do? What did we do on Saturday? That was yesterday. Y'all, it feels like we've been here 2 full days now, and it feels like we've been here a week, and it's just kind of like, I don't know what we did. I don't know. Oh, we got on the, we got in the car, and we thought, well, what we'll do is we will drive down to, kind of, in the area of the where the cable cars and all are, Union Square.
Yeah, we did make the
right, and we had to deliver a letter to the Raging Stallion Studios. And anyway, so we thought we'd go down there and maybe go have breakfast at Sears Fine Foods. And I don't know if they have a website or not, but it's a old establishment here on, I think it's on Powell, but anyway, Sears Fine Foods, check it out. And and they're not a sponsor today, but we do have a sponsor today, and you know, let's just pause for a moment and play that message.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy! I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically, Jesus, whoa! Oh, God! Oh, my God!
Baked beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
So I hope you're enjoying National Baked Bean Month, and y'all, I can assure you, Miss Kitty will confirm with you that Big Fatty is celebrating National Baked Bean Month. And I haven't had a single bean.
Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, that's just sort of a little routine that we do. But anyway, we're looking for a parking space, and so we finally found one, and then we realized we didn't have any fucking change for the meter. Oh, okay. So basically, and how much did I say it was? It was $1 for 24 minutes. So to park in a meter for an hour would cost you $3. But we didn't have any change. Excuse me, I'm going to have a little sip of water, as Auntie Vera oftentimes does. And pretty much that's the way she sounds when she does it also. But so we drove back to the Brex Motor Lodge Shampoo Palace and parked for free here at the hotel. And then we got some change and we rode the trolley for the cash. Oh my God. From the Castro all the way down to the Embarcadero to Fisherman's Wharf, which was probably a terrible mistake because it was Saturday the 5th of July, so there were a jillion people down there. And but we went and had a lovely lunch in a little secluded room at the Budin sourdough bread factory restaurant, which is upstairs. You know, most of the people go to the fast food place downstairs, but the upstairs has a restaurant, and we got put in back in the back little room. I don't know if they were trying to hide us or whatever, but y'all, it was linen napkins and tablecloths and all, and it was a good lunch. Miss Kitty had a chicken...
Roasted chicken club,
which had three slices of sourdough bread, roasted chicken, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and avocado. Now, Miss Kitty did not eat the tomato because, you know, of the salmonellas. Plus, he doesn't like tomato. But we're just saying he didn't eat it because of the salmonellas. But that, and I think they ended up bringing out three jars of Duke's mayonnaise for him to slather onto the sandwich. And y'all, they had good French fried potatoes with that, too. I did not... Little shoestrings. They were almost like potato sticks, but they were French fries. So, a little meaty. They were meatier than a potato stick, but kind of that same consistency. And Big Fatty had a crab and corn chowder in a bread bowl with a green salad that had a tangy, didn't we decide tangy? Tangy vinaigrette dressing. And so we did that, and then we rode the cable car back to Union Square, where we went to the Apple Snack Store, and we bought the new Snowflake microphone, and so that's what that was all about. Then we came back and took a little nip-a-nap and got ready for the big listener meet-and-greet hoot nanny. And had a little snick-a-snack prior to that because we knew there was going to be a very large amount of drinking going on. And I believe that premonition was indeed what came true. So anyway, there's lots to tell you about at the Hootenanny. We just kind of took over one corner of the bar and... Big Fatty was there in his kilt holding court, and the folks, they just kept on piling on in, and there was all kinds of good stuff and all going on, but oh dear Gussie, I didn't even do any memory lane music. Well, you may not get a whole lot of memory lane music this week if we tell you every blow by blow of what's going on, which I'm not going to tell you every blow by blow of what's going on. Although Big Fatty did blow it out of his ass at a couple of times already this weekend. Oh Lord, y'all, it's just weird when you go to a foreign country and you know your intestinal system has to readjust and everything. Well, y'all, I hope you're going to enjoy the new sound of the BFO, and if you like it, let me know, and if you don't, go fuck yourself. And, but seriously, let me know if you think it sounds better, and I will tell you about the big San Francisco Hootenanny tamari. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.